The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your tip. It is Monday, March the 22nd, 2018, right here on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays. And if you're tuning in and you're just now joining in on the fun and you're wondering what it is you just kind of crashed into, this is the time every week that we bring you a road tip brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. And of course, this was something that I was able to kind of create in collaboration with a very, very cool gentleman by the name of Ken Barr. And if you guys have done some research and you've been following us here on Radio Memphis and following kind of what we've been doing, you know, we've been doing all of this massive stuff that's been surrounded. It started out surrounding around the road crew, but then getting to meet the people behind the scenes, you know, people that were in charge of production, people that are in charge of recording, and it grew. And, you know, it's a huge whole altered universe, and we're able to bring it to you right here. And what's even cooler is that when I'm able to bring these moments, and this weekly tip is that we get to catch up with somebody, and they'll get to throw something out there for you, for whether you're on the road, for whether you're in the studio, you know, whether you're at, you know, you're at a concert, big event, you know, you're doing a presentation, whatever the case may be, and they're going to give you, you know, a little bit of insight. One of the things that's really cool for me is that when I get to catch up with my partner in crime himself, Mr. Ken Barr. And if you guys don't know anything about Ken Barr, not only is he a fantastic person, and not only is he also he's an indie filmmaker, he's also an author. And the way I got across to him and he came into my world is because he's the author of We Are the Road Crew, which has inspired a lot of people since then to write their own story. So let me go ahead and bring Ken in. How are you doing, darling?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, my God. You know, it's Monday, man. It's Monday. You know how it is.
That's all you got to say is Monday. Yeah. That says it all.
How are you doing, darling? Everything else okay, though? Good?
Yeah, doing good. Yeah.
I saw a picture.
You know what I do and doing too many things at once, and it's all good.
Good. I saw a picture of your babies, and if those of you who don't realize that he's got two beautiful puppies that I don't care how old they get, they're always puppies, man. I saw some cool pictures. One was getting groomed, and one was actually finagling a way to rip the covers off the bed, you know, without messing up the bed, but to take care of business. And it was fantastic. It was very, very classy done. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're smart when they want to be.
That's good stuff. Well, guess what?
What's that?
Batty says hello.
Well, cool. He actually messaged me after you and I communicated earlier. And he said he had just listened to last week's or something. And it's always good to hear from the bat. That's, I think, one of the cool things about what we're doing is it's gotten us all back, you know. We don't go a week without talking in some form or fashion, whereas prior to this, you know, it was years.
Right. Right. No, it was. He was funny because he was like, yeah, he goes, you tell Kenny, you know, I said hello. He's also put stamp on doing the tip for next week already, you know, because apparently the future, we have not heard from the future in a few moments. So he's feeling, you know, the International Road Report's wandering around this, you know, the space frontier right now. And so we need to kind of yank him in for a little bit on a couple of stuff.
5 hours ahead of us in the future.
It is. It's fantastic. But we're already on tip number 29. Today is 29.
Wow.
I know.
They're racking up quick.
I know. So what are you thinking? What are you throwing out there for everybody today?
Well, you know, on stage, the band gear, you know, that's my background primarily. I mean, I've done other things. But, you know, everybody's got a rack. The guitar player's got a rack. The keyboard player, the drummer even. Everybody's got a rack of equipment. And typically, that rack has an input, which for the guitar player would be the wireless, and you have your output, which would either be a direct box for the keyboards to go right into the PA,
right,
or cables to go to a speaker. But
right.
Meanwhile, inside that rack is about 50,000 little connections that are made that you never touch.
Okay.
You never really give a second thought about, because since they're not plugged in and out every day, there's no wear on them, they're probably not going to give you an issue. You just forget about them. Well, what I would suggest is label them.
Okay.
Yes, I know they don't get unplugged and plugged in every day, so why would I label them, you say?
Well, right.
Every day when a stagehand that doesn't know what he's doing or a customs agent in some country is going through your stuff looking for drugs and intentionally is a jerk and rips the cables out.
I've, on more than one occasion,
opened up a rack to see a rat's nest of cables.
Exactly.
And if the stuff wasn't labeled, it would have been hours. Hours we didn't have trying to put it back together.
Exactly.
So pre-production, or if you don't have time in pre-production, label a few every day after sound check. You know, just get everything labeled because it will, I promise you, come back to bite you. It absolutely will.
Well, there's a tip. There's some good tip right there. You know, and that's some good stuff. And it's so funny. It's funny that you even have to bring up, okay, you know, and for those of you that are there, you know, for tip 29, you know, we're talking about, you know, labeling everything as far as in the rack. Even though you may not unplug it all the time, guess what? Things can happen. But it's so funny how for the longest time, you know, people would sit there and just assume that it would be fine, you know, in all of this. But, you know, whatever the case may be. I have this weird feeling that the future is calling.
He's calling?
Watch.
You mean like calling now?
Like, hold on, watch.
Okay.
Radio Memphis.
No.
Can the future's calling.
Can we talk to each other, or do we talk through you, or?
No, he's on air right now with us.
Oh, okay, because I don't hear him. I just hear you.
Well, it's because he hasn't said anything.
Hey, Matt, if you can hear me, otherwise I'm talking to myself.
Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
Can he hear me?
The future call.
I can't hear him.
West of Greenwich.
Oh, no, yeah. He's having a hard time. Can you not hear him, sweetie?
No, I can't. Nope, just you.
No, say something, Bat.
Oh, hey. Oh, it's the future calling. The future calling.
Hey, I'm hearing you real low, my brother.
Morning.
Okay.
Can you can hear him though?
I can hear him. Yeah, and it's look, and Batman knows that we've been. And for those of you who've tuned in, I'm just gonna share because this is live radio. I'm just gonna share the whole moment with everybody. You know, we had like this total crash and burn. You know, with the phone systems and stuff, and we're still trying to iron some of this out. And so you know, there, at one point, you know, I wasn't able to hear anybody. You know what I mean? But you guys, hold tight. Let me try something.
Ooh. This is live radio, folks.
It is live radio. Okay, can you hear each other now?
I hear Bat real, real low. Real, real low.
Yeah, I can hear Ken real low.
Okay. Now say something. Now say something.
Good evening.
Hey, Bat.
Good
What's
morning.
Going on, my brother?
Oh, can you hear him now?
No.
Hello, good evening.
Now.
Good evening. This is what it's all about, folks. My radio.
This is.
I've got a tip for Radio Memphis. Get your phone sorted.
You know what? Shut up, Batman. I know this.
Good thing you've got a couple of texts on the phone. We can sort things right out.
Right. I know. I'm thinking. Yeah. Like so. I'm looking at my board and stuff. So I mean, what do you think? Yeah, we're just going to share this whole tip moment with everybody. I'm looking at the board. I'm looking at some stuff here. What should I turn?
Start pushing buttons.
Turn everything to 12. Turn all your knobs to 12. Start at 12. That's it.
Turn everything to 12? That's not going to work.
Yeah, all your knobs. Turn them up to 12.
Okay.
Start yeah, one past 11. That's yeah. The loudest.
I'm like... Okay, wait. Got the pan thing going on here. Auxiliary's good.
Be happening though. This is like an English thing you've got happening with your phone system there.
I know. This is not. Yeah, I know. This is supposed to be reversed. I'm supposed to be having problems with you, not the other way around.
Yeah. So it's an English thing. Might I would use a tin can and some of those. It'll be fine.
You know what, Batman? You can take you can take your tin can, and you know what you can do with your tin can?
Shake it.
Did you hear that, Ken?
I'm hearing Batty a lot better, yeah.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I'm looking at Ken a lot better as well. Hey.
Hey.
The satellite must be whizzing around faster or something.
Well, you know, I'm working it out. I'm working on it, guys, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of crackling now.
It, well, okay. I know.
It's... You got dusty pots? Have you got dusty pots?
We cleaned everything out, Bat.
Your pot's all dusty, kid. Dusty pots, get the WD-48.
We did that. Chris Prestair, we did all that. We did all that.
Take out the pots and take them apart and wash them.
So, okay, you guys apparently can hear each other because I hear the giggle. Stop it.
I just heard him telling you to clean the pot.
Oh, shut up, Ken. God.
Somebody telling the woman how to clean a pot.
You guys are awful. I love that we're having this total tech moment during a road tip.
Well, it's, you know, Spinal Tap, right? It's just like, you know.
I know.
A Spinal Tap moment brought to you by us.
Brought to you by us.
Because Ken Barr Film.
Ken Barr Film.
Association.
Don't
bring me into it.
ETS Services, who's called in all the way from the UK, has given nothing but, say, washing pans, okay, and
broke,
pots.
Yeah, broke your phone system and telling you how to wash pots.
You guys are killing me. Absolutely killing me.
Ouch, you're killing me.
I love it. Thank you guys for sharing this moment with me right now. Hello.
We can.
It's all good. What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and wrap the moment up. Because, yeah, I got to figure this other part out, you know, and see what we can do with this. I don't know, man. Batman, I may send you a couple messages over Messenger. I know you're hanging out, too. And I know, like I said, I know Kenny's got to get to bed and all this. But at least you guys got to say hello to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get your
phone
system sorted out by next week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And next week is the future, so...
Yes, next week is the future. Next week is going to be Batman. He's going to be calling in with his tip. And, of course, if his tip has anything related to doing something that I need to be doing here, it would be useful. I will be...
Alexander Graham Bell. Blimey.
You guys are funny as hell. Get you some rest, Mr. Barr. And, you know, we'll chat, baby. We'll chat.
Get Kenny on. I'll get some rest. He can do his tip and all them. I'll catch up with you and have a cup of tea and, you know.
That's okay. We're okay. Well, all right. Well, okay. Well, then fine. Then get off the phone, Batty.
I only got part of it. 17.
Yeah. Okay. Drink your tea and then me and Kenny will finish.
That's it. Yeah. You do that. I'll have a vat of tea and I'll catch up with you later, Kenny, if you can hear me. If not, I'll send some smoke signals.
Yeah, I'll hear you a little bit. I'll hook up with you later, my brother.
See you later, Ken Ma. See you later, honey.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye now. Take care, baby.
Yeah, so now you understand what I was talking about before we got on air.
So we're trying to
done everything and turned everything upside down and, you know, shook it out and blew it out and, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah. And so, you know, we thought it was something else. We replaced wires and, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's those pain in the butt things where it could be, you know, any one little thing, you know.
I know. I'm getting ready to change it back to the other channel because this one does sound a little fuzzier. Hang on. Yeah, that one sounds better. Can you hear me on this one?
I can hear you. You got me?
I got you.
Right on.
I got you. It's funny because it's like you sound a little bit louder on the other one, but it's fuzzy. You sound a little bit lower on this one, but it's not fuzzy.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I'm
blow the pot out.
I did. Look, man, he blew it all out and did all, and we did everything we were supposed to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, unless there's something else...
Sometimes it's that one little thing, one little solder joint, or one little that can just, you know,
get you.
Well, okay.
That's why we tell the kids, don't try this at home. We're professionals.
No, that's right. You don't try this at home because it's not going to go well. It's not. All right. Tip number 29, back to the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series and the road tip. Talking about making sure, talking about wires and talking about racks and talking about things. For this moment that we're having right now, label your stuff. Maybe we can
add everything. You'll be glad Uncle Ken told you to.
Perfect. Uncle Kenny has told you to make sure you've got everything labeled to go. Perfect. Well, listen, sweetie, you get you some rest. You and I will catch up over the week, you know, just, you know, kind of brainstorm.
Absolutely. All right, take care, Dee.
All right, baby, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Mr. Ken Barr right here with your road tip, number 29. And, you know, it's funny, and I love the fact that we were having this moment and we were able to share it during that particular time because this is what the road crew stuff is all about. So I'm going to see if I can't finagle a couple of things, you know, for you guys. But in the meantime, don't forget that you can always catch up on these road tips. If you happen to miss these moments, make sure you go to radio-memphis.com and you look for Radio Memphis On Demand, and you'll see then that you'll see the tips, you know, and you'll see the numbers on them and stuff like that, and that way you're able to catch up that way. But don't forget, guys, number 29, Ken Barr says, make sure you label all your stuff in the rack. You won't be sorry if you do.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.